So how do you love a neighbor that is threatening you with your life? How do you adopt an attitude of Christ? So we have to kind of ask ourselves, well, where is the love and the compassion for someone that is out to destroy you? Well, I think you got to get on your knees. I think you got to pray for discernment. You got to ask for guidance. The mission field is not going to be easy. You're going to be amongst the violence sometimes, and you've got to pray for protection. You got to pray for guidance as you enter that mission field. But are we going to be like that second son of the master that said, yes, I'll go into the vineyard, and then we go home and we don't go? Or we're going to be like that first son that says, no, I don't want to go. And then we change our mind and we get a softening of our heart and we go. I hope that we're all going to be like that first one. In spite of the challenges of life, we go into the mission field. We go into the vineyard, as they say in the scripture. And the mission field is everywhere outside of this door. You realize we come to church really to worship and to get our batteries charged back up so we can go back out into the mission field. The mission field is beyond these walls. That's where the mission field is. What would Jesus do? He would encourage. He would love. He would share the Spirit. He would sympathize, all to complete the mission that he started. How can we share, encourage, and love? I believe prayer is a strong tool in our bag of defense. In Matthew, the first, indeed, will be last. But the tax collectors and prostitutes saw John the Baptist for what he was. A voice in the wilderness shouting out for encouragement. A missionary. And all of us are missionaries along the way. So let's go out with a sense of purpose. Jesus' purpose. Let's share the light of Christ with a hurting world. Let us pray.